Hi, and welcome to the Tell It Like It Is, the Kingdom Way program. I'm Apostle Baker J. Baker, who is a doctor in psychology. And, you know, normally Apostle Calvin is with me on this program, but he's recovering from surgery and recovering from some different things. But God is so good. He brought a very, very, very close friend. And we're getting closer, him and his wife and I, and Apostle Marshall McGee. And the thing of it is the Bible said that these latter days, he was going to bring like-minded people together. And where he said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who did not think it robbery, but he equated himself with the abilities of God to manifest things in the earth. And this man, we are on this quest, and we're on this obedient quest. And so I want to bring in Apostle Marshall, and I just almost near tears. I am so, so excited about this thing. Come on in, Apostle Marshall.
Hi. Hey, greetings.
Hi there.
To you your know, listeners, it's an honor to be here. Thank you so much for having us.
The part that is so exciting is this. You know, where he said, last time we were together, we were talking about the frequency, the vibrations, the rhythms, the quark, the algorithms, and the older overshadowing and God fashioning things and all of this, and being able to bring these things into the earth. And you talked about how when the Spirit of God overshadowed Miriam, and you know, all of this, and how it was that Jesus ended up manifested. Well, in this, he said to us, let the same mind be in us. He said, allow this mind to be in us. And as we continue on this, I want to throw something out at you, and then I'm just going to let you run with it. One of the things of it was is this, or one of the things is this. If we let this mind be in us that was in him, that did not think it robbery, did not think it was stealing, to equate himself with God Almighty, to equate himself with the abilities of God to do what God did. And in that, in looking at it, because God allowed the Spirit of God to hover over a woman and bring me to visual conception, why can't I bring things of this earth like fish and bread? Why can't I do the same? Because he said this, and even he said this about us. I want us to get this mindset, because he says, remember, as I want you to release the kingdom of God in this earth. Okay. That was our permission. And then he said, as I am, you be that in the earth. So have my mind and do what I do. So I'm just opening it up with that. Those are just a few thoughts that are going on in my head.
Wow. I love it. That's one of my, you know, I Philippians 2 is where you're coming from. 2:5, where it says, he thought it not robbery, if I can repeat that, to be equal with God. Just stop there. Jesus, the Son of the living God, did not think that there was anything wrong with him being like his Father. Equal in how you operate. We know that Father God, he's the Father, but equal in operation, and the kind of operation that causes things to manifest in the earth, even in the realm of the spirit. And we're still working on getting things to manifest in the earth, but the high order is, as we learn to do that, that will cause things also to manifest in the spirit. And this is those dimensional realms and places that ultimately, as we started talking about vibrations, when we understand that everything is vibrating or resonating with the speaking of God's voice, and we actually are able to understand the technology of divine frequency, then I believe that's how we are going to even pass through walls. Because we know how to, in the sense of the word you used last week, get into rhythm or get into sync. And we tap into the technology that he operated from. Because as he is, you just said it, so are we. We're not different from him. We're just who he is. That's you. That's me. I want to read a statement
Wait a minute. Let me throw that in there.
Go ahead. Throw that in there.
Okay. We don't intend just to pass through walls just to do it. There's a purpose for it. Everything we do has a purpose. And going through walls means going through situations and going into places and getting information and allowing it to be like even your thoughts that are happening in your bedroom, just like the prophet Elijah. They said that was Elijah that told everybody everything because Elijah knows what's happening. See, these are the things, and this is one of the reasons that God talked about, remember the birds of the air, remember this, you have these same things. We got to remember that everything that, as my friend Apostle Marshall would say, the Bible says is real and it has a purpose.
Thank you. Thank you. Help me preach this thing. Thank you for bringing that part in. Because I'd be thinking just what I need to make this more. Thank you for helping me with that. You know, since you said that last thing, the last thing you said, saints of God, I'm talking to the saints now. When are we going to start believing the scripture? When are we going to see ourselves, really begin to see ourselves as he created us to be? Now, I want to read this. I didn't write this. Someone else did, so I can't. I would love to take credit, but I won't. But this is just to get us again, to calibrate us to where we're supposed to be. Watch this. Creation begins with a subtle spiritual vibration and movement within the infinite creator, which then gives rise to a physical vibration of energy, which is eventually solidified into matter. Watch this. At every moment, every physical time-space expression is an internalized manifestation of a spiritual vibration. Man, that is mankind, below is a reflection of the above. The power of human speech creates reality. If you can understand that everything in creation vibrates with the speaking of God's voice, that's my part right there, and human speech qualifies reality, calling it good or bad. On a deeper level, our words and how we language our thoughts is a process of continually creating the world around us. In other words, things are to us what we say they are. Let me say that again. Things are to us what we say they are. Just as we have the power to create with speech, we have the same ability to destroy through speech. Our words, which are projections and vibrations, alter the inner frequency of the universe for good and for the opposite. Wow. Isn't that powerful? And this, I want to throw this in. It is our legislative governmental words, and this is how I see myself, that create ripples in the time-space continuum whereby we are able to create reality. You ought to see yourself who's able, by vibrational frequency of God's word in your mouth, you create ripples in the time-space continuum. That's why Jesus can say, that's what I'm saying, I don't think it's robbery to be equal with the Father. Yeah. So the Bible says in Ephesians 1:18, Paul prays, and this is part of the prayer. He said he's praying that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened or opened so that you can know what is the hope of your calling, what your real destiny is. What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? Watch this. Einstein said this. He said, logic gets you from A to B, but imagination can take you anywhere including your destiny. We ain't been doing this right as a whole. That's why many in the body, Apostle Baker, they're frustrated because religious thinking and religious ideology has really kept us out of moving into this cadence, move with God, moving into this thing. And the more we can access God's rhythm, the more we're going to start accessing like He created us to be. Because remember, our destiny, that's the treasure that God set aside for us. And our destiny is designed for us to possess. And I'm telling you, trusting, touching, when we're able to touch our true destiny, it's going to cause our lives to be enriched, and we're going to have fulfillment based upon the unique design that He gave us. Why? So we can advance the kingdom of God in the earth. Remember, our destiny is to be sons, and out of sonship, we rule and legislate on behalf of the Father. But if we can't see into these dimensional things, we'll never really rightly ascend to the positioning in Christ. Did you not know, beloved, that you have, I call it, a cosmic position? When He raised us up together with Him and made us sit in those heavenly dimensional places, I call it a cosmic position, because that position sets us, literally sets us, outside of time and space. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, wow. You just opened a whoop thing of stuff. Okay. You mentioned religion. Now, here is religion, an earthly. Unmute yourself for just a second. Let's see if we can come back with this thing, and then you can unmute when I finish that, because I mute when you start. That way we don't have that feedback. But I want you to
mute myself.
No, it stopped then. Listen to this. Okay. Earthly is worldly of view. Religion is made up by the world, because religion is made up by the same people that started to call us Christians, and they put us in this vacuum. So earthly religious ideology, it limits. It puts you in a time and space place. It puts you in that space that God made for man to be in the earth. So you can only live as man, as human man. Now, kingdom unlimits us, just as what it is that you were talking about. It takes us into this cosmic reality where it is that we're able to be free. This is the place that you don't have to take your clothes. This is the place that you don't have to take your flesh. This is the place that you don't take any of those things, because it is the real world. This is why our minds, this is why our minds are all of this is seated in this heavenly place, is content in knowing this. It does not mean that it's stable. It says seated in heavenly places. It means that we flow freely to gather what it is to gather. The kingdom is a gathering place. It gathers what it wills so that it can deposit it where it chooses to deposit it. And that's what we're after. That's where it is that we're going, where we actually live in this cosmic world, where we are taking these things out of that dimension and walking through those walls of space and time and bringing them back into the place so that people can touch and feel what it is. That's what He did with the fishes. That's what He did with the loaves. That's what He did with Lazarus. That's what He did with all of those things. He walked through. That's why He walked through those walls. He didn't walk through the walls just to walk through them. He let it be known. He let it be known that this, as I have done, otherwise, why would He say, as I have done, you're going to do this and more. So we're limiting ourselves, but I'm out of there. I am out of there.
Wow. 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 Did, you know, when I talk about, when we talk about this, being seated in the heavens, and like I said, I just use the word cosmic position, because when you're outside of time and space, watch this, you can go anywhere on the timeline. And through this principle, Holy Ghost, I can't go into the testimony right now because it's too personal, but he taught me, I call it the principle of divine reversal. Because when you learn to live from that seated place in him, you move, you do things from a different positional place. Because remember, you have to understand, we have been given a spiritual position in the heavens. And for the average believer, it's unfulfilled. For whatever reason, it's not fulfilled. But our heavenly position in Christ puts us above things, whereby when one learns to rule and legislate from that particular place, it's going to produce greater and more powerful results in the earth for the advancement of the kingdom. Father is calling his true sons to cross over and move past the veil of the flesh and their minds into this, I call it this supernatural inheritance. Because God the Father is calling his sons back home to his eternal heart. But we got to move past the veil of the flesh. Remember the Bible, Paul said in one of the epistles, he talked about the veil of his flesh being torn. And by the most, But the veil of his flesh being torn gave us access. It freed us to touch dimensions in the realm of the spirit. We all had the capacity to touch the spirit realm, but we stay as a flesh-ruled person or as just a human being, and we haven't understood that we have a real spiritual inheritance. And it's the spiritual inheritance that causes things to shift and move in the earth, especially when we understand how we've been positioned, because that positioning will cause us to legislate from his heart and his mind. That's why he said, let this mind have the mind of Christ be in you. Let's go back to our text scripture. Let this mind, because we're supposed to literally engage and interface with his mind and his heart. And the more we can engage and interface with his mind and his heart, then we will legislate from that heavenly position. We'll legislate back into the earth realm or even the spirit realm or whatever dimensional place he wants to take us. But the legislation will be from his heart and his mind, because we move past those fleshly things. Yeah, I know I'm a human being, but I'm more spirit. And when I read in the scripture, Apostle Baker, that when Jesus died on the cross, I think it's 2 Timothy 1:10, and I'm paraphrasing, I hope it sounds right, that he abolished death in his body on the cross so that I, you, me can embrace immortality now. Just like I'm prosperity, I'm an immortal. Did you hear what I said? I'm an immortal. And the more that the power of his life resonates out of me and through me, just like nothing's impossible for him, I'm coming to the place that nothing's impossible for Marshall. Because guess what? Just like I'm prosperity, I am an immortal. I have immortality now. I ain't living for it. I ain't going to it. I have it now, because he abolished all the stuff that would hinder me from coming into what we're talking about today. He abolished it on the cross when he died so that I can embrace it all. I believe what he said, and I'm leaning my head into it. I don't even know if my kid's going to get an inheritance, because I'm going to still be here. I don't plan on going nowhere too soon. Yeah, I get challenged in my body, but I'm telling you, this thing is becoming real to me, because this is what he said. And if I act like that is robbery to even consider myself to be on the same page and dimensional place that he's in, then I'm the one that's out of order.
That's right. It's illegal. That's illegal. That is illegal. You have brought something in, because as going back into Genesis, going back into the garden, he didn't say, he said, let us. let us fashion man in our likeness, and let them act like us in our likeness and in our image. Let them have the imagination, the imagery that we do, so that therefore they can create as we create. And so therefore, and then it says with man in that, with flesh, things are impossible. But with the Spirit of God on the inside of you, nothing. This is what you're saying. All things are possible. Nothing is impossible. And we have put, what we have done is that we have put Jesus on the outside. Well, with Jesus, as if I'm going to go get Jesus and have him walk with me, we have to take Jesus out of the flesh. We have to stop looking at Jesus. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were Old Testament. It was the completion of the Old Testament. It ain't the New Testament. Oh, let's go to the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I thought the New Covenant was after the death, burial, and resurrection. And if I'm incorrect, please, Apostle Marshall, correct me. But anything before the death, burial, and resurrection, it was the Old Covenant. It was the finishing up of the Old Covenant. This is why he had to have John the Baptizer. He says, John says, you should baptize me. He said, no. We got to fulfill this law. We got to have you to transfer your priesthood. Check back to Zechariah. That should have been his priesthood. That should have been John the Baptist's priesthood at that particular time, that high priest. That's why when the high priest tore his robe, he could not present the lamb. Jesus said, he put him right in position to say, I am the lamb and I am the high. This is why he is our high priest. He is this. It was done spiritually. It was done that way so that we could walk in that. What you're saying is just so right on.
Wow. You hitting on all however many cylinders you got. I want to read this scripture because then I'm a segue back to where we were. But I want to show you something. Now, this is after the fall, by the way. And remember, when Adam, the first man, fell, we know he lost his mind. And when he lost his mind, he lost his identity, and he began to live like something he was never created to live by. Now, watch this. Now, this is what God said, and this is after the fall. Because even though we're still dealing with after the fall, there was still some divine frequency still vibrating in the earth realm, even among ungenerated people. Watch this. Genesis 11 and 6. Now this thing floored me. And this is what, and it said, and the Lord said, indeed, I mean, New King James, the people are one, and they all have one language. And this is what they begin to do. And this is what God said about humanity. He said, now, nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. He's talking about the people, humanity, that he created. Nothing that they propose, nothing that they get in their heart. These are some folk that are ungenerate. These are anti-God, anti-Christ people. But whatever they got in their heart, God said, once they get it in their heart, nothing's going to stop them. Now, watch this. Let me go back over here. Now watch this, 2 Corinthians 3:14. This is how far we fell, and we got to come back to this. This is what happened. This is what the Bible says, 2 Corinthians 3:14. But their minds were blinded, for until this day, the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament or of religious rules, religious ideology, rules and regulations, is still not lifted because the veil is only can be taken away in Christ. And so there's things that have blocked our ability because certain things we were taught that we thought were right and correct put us and it kept us covered up. And it kept us where we couldn't see those realities that people even operated in that were unregenerated in the Old Testament, because the vibrational frequency of the intent of God is still in the earth realm. That's why people that are into Amway and some of these pyramid things, they do what the world calls it, the laws of attraction. But they're operating in the in divine frequencies and mandates and principles that God has set in the earth that will work for anybody that'll work them. Just like gravity. The law of gravity says what goes up must come down. It doesn't matter your nationality, your ethnic, none of that matters. If you're tall, if you're short, if you're obese, if you're real skinny, it doesn't matter. Because once you get involved in that operation, I'm telling you, it'll work for you every single time. So here's a remedy. So Jesus said, Matthew 11:28, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden. You're weary with religious thinking. You're weary with wrong thinking, with wrong ideology. You are weary with it. He said, come to me and I'll give you rest. And this is the other part of this, because we're talking about dimensional things. In the dimensional mind of God, understand this. When the first thing God gave the first man, Adam, was not a to-do list. You know what he gave him? He gave him rest. I call it creational or creative rest. He didn't get, you know, and this, how do I know that was the first thing he gave him? He gave him rest because the Bible said the evening and the morning was the first day. Adam started with rest, not work, y'all. Okay, I got to stop. I know our time getting away. I'm hush.
We have less than a minute. Our time is up. Look, Apostle Marshall will be back with me next time. I know this because we still have to finish this thing. We got to get this back. We got to do this. We have to wrap this up. And we're going to bring some testimonies to you. We want you to join us also at the conversion that's happening the 23rd, 24th, and 25th in Lafayette, Louisiana. Also, we're going to have a conversion later. If you want to give into this ministry, the information is there. If you want to get in touch with Apostle Marshall, the information is there. And our book that he actually wrote parts, stuff in it, is coming out. It'll be there at the conversions. It's called The Spirit of the Fear of the Lord in You. And so it gets raw, and you're going to love it because some of this stuff is in it also.
Powerful book. Yeah. Powerful book. I had to read it before I could put some stuff in there, y'all. Powerful. You ready for change? Get it, because you need change. Get that book. You need change.
This is Apostle Finkley and Apostle Marshall said goodbye. We'll see you next time. We're here to tell it like it is, the kingdom way. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Kingdom First TV, your station for kingdom inspiration.